This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Melanie.
And, you know, tax season is coming up, and
that means Melanie's busy.
Yes.
That does mean that Melanie is busy, and we'll talk more about why that is. But it also means that people are, you know, trying to figure out if they owe, how much they owe, what their various sources of income or capital gains might be.
Yeah, and maybe you're one of those people that got into cryptocurrency. And we applaud you for doing that. We think it's a great way. There's a lot of great choices out there, and we see
are big fans here.
Big fans. It's better money.
Big fans. The greatest fans.
Greatest fan.
You're not going to find fans that are more big or great than us.
Crypto is going to be huge.
It already is huge.
It is huge, and it's getting bigger.
Chris, me and you both brought in similar versions of a story here.
Yeah, but with all these people buying cryptocurrencies and then selling them, man, the capital gains, you know, when you think about it from a tax point of view, Melanie, I mean, it's got to be a significant amount of money. You know, if you bought Bitcoin, $100 worth of Bitcoin a few years ago, and now it's worth $10,000 and you get out, you sell it. I mean, is that just simply, you know, $9,900 in capital gains you should be reporting taxes on?
We're going to fight about should, but yeah.
No. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Does the government expect you to?
Right. According to the IRS rules and regulations, are they going to say this is something you have to wind up putting online, fill in the blank?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And so you mentioned capital gain, and I want to talk about that for just a moment, because this is one of those interesting things to where you have at least two different federal government agencies that say that cryptocurrency are different things.
Right.
So you've got FinCEN, which is the financial crime something
crime
that
network,
says
blah, blah, blah.
Cryptocurrency is currency, and therefore, if you do certain things with it, you must give us a bunch of money and fill out a bunch of papers to be able to do the thing.
You have to be registered as a federal money services business, an MSB.
To do certain things.
Right.
And you've got to jump through a bunch of hoops and hurdles. And
man,
I started looking at this stuff, and the first thing was, what is your routing number?
Yeah.
Well, you only get those if you're a bank. And so are they saying that anybody doing these things are banks? And it just made no sense. And then the IRS wound up saying cryptocurrencies are like gold and silver. They're commodities. You pay capital gains and capital loss.
Right. When you do that.
Well, FinCEN doesn't regulate companies that sell gold and silver.
No, they don't. So is it
commodity or is it money? And the answer is yes, depending on who you ask.
And I will posit that for your own keeping out of a cage, most people will just simply default and say, well, for tax purposes, what's the IRS say? Because if I don't do that right, I'm going to get in trouble. But
that's a good speculation. But the articles that we're seeing is people aren't doing this.
And I think there's a couple different reasons for it. So, you know, if we were to take a poll of our listeners, we'd probably get a lower number than is representative of the United States, but a lot of people do fill out 1040, 1040A, 1040EZ, and they pay their federal income taxes, and they report their income, and they probably report, a lot of them report their capital gains. But in the world
of... how many of them report their income from illegal activities?
Well, that's a requirement, Daryl.
Which is on line 21.
You got to fill that one out, too. But the same thing applies to cryptocurrency, so what percentage of people do we think, estimate, actually paid capital gains tax on their crypto earnings?
I've got numbers in front of me, and trying to do the math, I can't fraction that far down.
Good, but this story does a good job of talking about it. It says fewer than 100 out of 250,000 citizens, or 0.04%, who have filed federal tax returns this year to date via personal finance service Credit Karma, reported cryptocurrency transactions to the U.S. Internal Revenue Services. Right.
But that's an absurd statement.
Well, 100 out of 250,000.
250,000 have already filed. Only 100 of them claimed capital gains for cryptocurrencies.
That might be only the people that have capital gains. First of all, second of all, didn't say through specifically a do-it-yourself.
No, through Credit Karma.
Yeah, which you do yourself.
Yeah, it's filled out
so,
online.
So of the people who use the simplistic software who filed before February.
Right. So far.
I would expect that.
And I would also expect that number to be ridiculously low, because cryptocurrencies, despite how much we talk about them on this show and how involved many of our listeners are in cryptocurrencies, it is not an everyday thing. Your average family does not have a bunch of money in cryptocurrency.
The very next sentence from Reuters, and I do have an article from Reuters here, they said this, again, the 100 out of 100 people out of 250,000 who have filed claimed any kind of capital gains for cryptocurrency. This despite that same company, Credit Karma, showing that 57% of Americans surveyed wound up saying that they had capital gains from cryptocurrency.
Okay, that does not follow.
From cryptocurrency?
Yes.
That would indicate like a 57% market penetration by crypto?
First of all, 57% of people don't know if they have capital gains. Second of all, the fact that they own crypto, which is the question that they're answering, regardless of what was asked, does not mean they have capital gains this year.
Sure.
And if they do, it might be that they said to themselves, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to do my own taxes because I have complicated crypto gains.
Yeah, possible. Absolutely.
I mean,
those are all good points, yeah. I think the real question and what these articles are trying to drum up is, are people who own cryptocurrency more likely to report their capital gains or less likely to report their capital gains?
Well, so anything that's not already reported is less likely to be claimed. That's kind of, that is almost a tautology.
Right. So if you don't get a 1099 or a W-2 or one of these other forms with some letter number combination on it saying, here's things that we've told the IRS you have.
Right.
Chances are you're also not going to tell the IRS you have those things.
Right. But if you trade with any of the major exchanges, Coinbase comes to mind. If you had significant...
Coinbase has been sending people 1099-Ks, which is really weird.
Really? Can you talk about that a little bit?
So what's the difference between a 1099 and 1099-K?
Well, a 1099 is a group of forms, so that's an incoherent question.
Like the
but
family
most people,
of forms.
When they're talking about 1099, they're talking about 1099 miscellaneous, which is what you get when you do... It's
I work for somebody.
Contract form of a W-2.
Okay, right. So I did... paint job for Chris. He paid me $1,000. He then gives me a 1099 miscellaneous.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So.
And what's the K?
The K is what you would get from PayPal or Square or Amazon through a seller account, where somebody who provided you merchant services is telling the IRS how much income you have.
Right.
It makes no sense to me that Coinbase is sending those out. I don't know what Coinbase's position is.
But Coinbase does provide merchant services. So if I, as a business, and I do have a business, and I do use Coinbase, full disclosure, if I wound up doing a certain amount of business through Coinbase, then it would make sense for them to do that 1099
okay, so
thing.
If they also do merchant services, then that makes sense. But they're sending out 1099-Ks for capital gains.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Maybe we'll dig into that a little bit.
We'll dig into that. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
One out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Melanie.
And we're talking about taxes and the fact that, according to a report from Reuters, citing information released by Credit Karma. Very few people that have or might possibly have cryptocurrency capital gains are actually reporting them. And, Melanie, you were saying that there's some strange things going on in that regards as far as whether people may or may not actually know that they have capital gains. And you know a thing or two about doing taxes because, well, that's something that you do as a profession.
Yes. So I do taxes. I do bookkeeping, which is basically tax prep if you're doing it right. I have a lot of people right now who have Bitcoin or crypto gains that the state already knows about because they got it to 99K for some reason or because it's on some other exchange that's reported or they got busted with the wallet in whatever way. So that's not so. And it's a lot of times somebody, you know, they have a W-2 job, they file themselves every year, and then now they have
I've got something that's more complicated than just putting something into a thing and pressing enter.
Yeah.
I need help, and you can be that help. They don't have to be physically located in New Hampshire.
There's 4 states I can't do, and I'm never going to memorize them. One of them is California. The other one is not New York. I was surprised by that.
Aww.
But I can do New York, which is good because New York's close, I guess.
Yes.
Eventually, I'll probably get all of them. But
and you
right
can
now,
wind up helping those crypto millionaires, and you can actually get paid in crypto.
Yes.
And where can people find out if they want to hire you, Melanie, to do their taxes or their bookkeeping?
It's freetalklive.tax. I know.
Would be tax.
freetalklive.com.
It would be something.freetalklive.com.
Okay, it's tax.
tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax, T-A-X, .freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Ratspeed, who is listening via the Discord, calling in on the call-in line. Ratspeed, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, Melanie. How are you? Hello.
Hey.
Real quick, I had had some thoughts about this when you guys were talking about how it's a little bit difficult to try to even define what cryptocurrency is, and it rang a bell with me. It's the same thing, and Melanie, I did warn you on the Discord chat, all roads lead to porn.
Okay.
It did remind me.
Is this Rule 34?
No.
This is the I know it when I see it.
Unless
right.
you consider laws to be obscene, this is more of a legal PG thing. So back a few years ago, federal regulators introduced a new law that said that websites who hosted porn had to have a certain disclaimer that states that all actors on here are above the age 18 and we have their information, their IDs, and, you know, they've been paid and blah, blah, blah. It's all, you know, basically for all of the established porn websites. And how many of the sites that, I mean, I'm not asking anyone specifically, but just hypothetically, how many sites out there actually have this disclaimer or how many people actually pay attention to this disclaimer in the first place?
I would imagine very little people pay attention to it.
But do tall people?
Yeah, I mean, like, just peer-to-peer, I'm talking about, you know, people trading pictures or anything online, even music. I mean, we could even go into the copyright thing. Even music, file sharing. You know, when you get into taxes, all of a sudden we're dealing with internet money. So how do you define something that defies law? Because it defies previous descriptions of whatever paradigm that we thought
well,
we were
so
living in.
So usually when this matters is when you have a Coinbase account with $7 million in it and they send you a form and they send a form to the IRS and says, hey, this person has $7 million in Bitcoin. Or they find your wallet. And it's usually that. It's not usually anything else. Sometimes it is. So kind of at that point, you have an entity that you're dealing with kind of agreeing openly that you're dealing in crypto. and agreeing that they're going to send a form to the IRS. So that kind of sidesteps the issue, but at the end of the day, like, most people aren't going to get taxed on Monero or...
Right.
Right.
Or whatever. That they buy.
Right now, they're only going after the big cats. They're going after the people that have lots of money so that way they can get the most income from that because, of course, it's you know, it's nationalized, you know...
Oh, yeah, just like our federal income tax when that started with the 16th
exactly.
Amendment. Right, it's only going to be on the very wealthiest people.
Well, it started under the tyrant Lincoln and then wound up ending and then wound up being redone.
Right, but when they did it, you know, when with the 16th Amendment, they basically said, you know, it's only going to be on people that make the equivalent of like $500,000. Actually, I think it was $500,000 per year and their income, and it'll only be taxed. You know, tax at like 2%. I wanted to answer your question that Melanie answered slightly differently. And you said, you know, how can you tax something that is just sort of created and it's just out there? It's sort of part of the internet. And the answer is when it comes to the IRS, any way they damn well feel like it.
Right.
You're not, there is no rational answer for this and there is no logical or liberty minded answer. The answer is that they think that they can squeeze one more frickin' drop, one more dollar out of you, they're going to come up with a way to do it.
And it doesn't even, they'll squeeze a dollar out of you when you didn't even get a dollar.
Right.
Because they tax barter as a capital gain or a capital loss. So if I do work for you and you give me supper, then we have to figure out what the value exchange is, and then at the end of the year, one of us had a capital gain, what was it?
Yeah.
They're failing to recognize something very fundamental about cryptocurrency. If it actually is a currency, what nation does it belong to? What jurisdiction does it belong to?
There's right, so they're no not claiming it's currency, though. They're claiming
IRS it's
an
asset.
It's
commodity like gold, silver, platinum, palladium, a pile of dirt, that sandwich that I wound up earning for doing your yard work.
Right.
Because that's the only thing that they can define it as. That's the only thing within their paradigm that they can define it as. What they don't realize is that
to make money off
global,
of.
This is a global currency. In other words, they have no jurisdiction over something that's international. Like
well,
that.
So
they claim jurisdiction on things anyway.
Jurisdiction is kind of about who has the most tanks.
Right, but also, to your point, I keep coming back to this fact. I believe that the IRS declared this to be a commodity because if it's just currency, if it's money, how do you actually make a lot of money taxing that? How do you...
Well, that's why the IRS considered
it
a commodity.
If dollars are just flowing around, go ahead.
By calling it a dollar or a currency, they would be acknowledging the fact that it actually is a competing currency versus gold, which
there's
is something that they've already learned how to control.
There's a few reasons why they don't want to do that.
We'll be back. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the story that's come in from multiple sources about the low number of people that are actually declaring capital gains on cryptocurrency
low number of people who are using Credit Karma to file their taxes who have capital gains on crypto.
Yeah,
right. So
let's just say, do you mind if I read just this little bit left and we'll have the whole article done?
Well, let me get through what I was going to say
first.
You can find news not only about this, but all other things related to cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. One of the headlines that was posted just a couple of hours ago: Spain is actually considering tax breaks for blockchain and crypto firms. Another thing is the ICO scam train arrives in Sweden. So you can find out about those or all kinds of stories. Again, news.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, and of course, as soon as you point to me, I immediately lose my story on my tablet because my laptop has died. And I can talk about my laptop's battery dying and all this other stuff.
And then your tablet died.
But that's how I fill time until I get the story back up, which I have now. The IRS started providing guidance for taxation of Bitcoin in March 2014, treats cryptocurrency as property. As such, the IRS considers the purchase, sale, trade, and mining of cryptocurrencies as taxable events. Independent cryptocurrency trader Brandon Williams told CNBC that it would be more reasonable for him to treat cryptocurrencies as currencies since property status is, quote, almost a deterrent in the pursuit of mainstream adoption, unquote. According to Williams, the tiny amount of cryptocurrency tax filings reported by Credit Karma points out, quote, the difficulty in accurately reporting your crypto gains and losses, unquote. Williams said that with more than two cryptocurrency tradings a day, it takes at least 3 or 4 hours every week to record trading gains and losses, taking into consideration volumes and volatility. So this is my big issue with it. Not just the fact that if you're trading, you know, I bought Ethereum at $1,000 and I sold it at $1,100, there's $100 worth of crypto. My issue with it is because cryptocurrencies can be used as currencies, hence the name cryptocurrency. When I go buy a hamburger in downtown Keene at Local Burger, and I bought my cryptocurrency, my Bitcoin at, you know, $1,000 a Bitcoin, but then when I purchased the burger with Bitcoin when the price was $10,000, Melanie, in this hypothetical real-world situation that I find myself in, should I be reporting the capital gains that I received on buying a $7 hamburger when my
value... you keep saying should, but the IRS like you to report capital gains on
your
hamburger.
If he wants to avoid having some IRS agent come knock, knock, knock on his front door or send him angry letters.
Use Monero or don't publish your wallet address or claim your cap gains on your hamburger.
Right. But and
also keep track of all of the barters that you've done.
Right. And this is just an insane idea. And there's been some legislation that's gone through the U.S. House. I don't know where it's gone to, if it's gone anywhere at all. But a couple people said, you know, for any purchases using cryptocurrencies under $600, those should be non-reportable events. My take is, any purchase with cryptocurrency should be a non-reportable event.
Any purchase, comma, should be a non-report, or actually no comma, but, you know, just any purchase. So, doesn't matter what you want to use Japanese yen, you want to use Canadian dollars, you want to use Australian dollars, you want to use Monero, you want to use tiddlywinks, I don't care, it shouldn't be reported.
And it's so contrarian, because arguably, if I bought a new television set with money that I had saved up 3 years ago, my dollars are worth less than they are today.
Correct. And then when you sell the television on eBay because you want to, you know, buy another TV, then that's a capital gain or a capital loss. Figure it out.
Right. But if that's the case, if you're saying that if cryptocurrencies rise in value, you expect me to report capital gains or losses, then you're saying that any...
So that's not what they're saying. They're not saying they rise and fall in value. They're saying they rise and fall in dollars, which is a different thing.
Because commodities aren't priced in themselves. A commodity, you can't get away with saying
my ounce of gold is worth an ounce of gold.
Okay, right. So you're talking about economics, and this is the federal government.
I realize.
So there's the real world value, and then there's relative value and nominal value and all kinds of different ways to calculate value, and the IRS is saying it's worth more now than it was 6 months ago. Give us money.
Right.
Let's go to the phones because we could continue discussing this. Let's go to John calling in from Norman, Oklahoma. 855-450-FREE. John listening to us via TuneIn. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
If I bought $1,000 in Bitcoin on February the 1st, and then on February the 8th, I traded them for some Monero, some Zcash, and some other coin. How do I know how do I know what the price was when I traded them?
Okay, so, and we're talking about February this year, so you're already into the there's no more like-kind exchanges. Pick an exchange.
What's a like-kind exchange? I've heard that term, but I have no clue what it means.
You trade property for a different kind of property, and there's no if it's equal value, then there's no gain.
Okay. But you said that doesn't exist anymore, so you have to calculate a gain.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's all kinds of websites that publish.
And a lot of times, if you're using an exchange, they're probably going to have some record keeping on that.
Most do, but more to the point, isn't the like-kind exchange something that changed very recently?
Yeah, that was in the text bill.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know you wrote a little bit about it online, but can you describe basically what it was before and now?
There's a thing, like-kind exchanges, you used to be able to trade any type of property for any other like kind of property.
So if I had an ounce of gold that I traded for X ounces of silver and it was, you know, an even exchange,
then nothing happens.
Right.
But
it was reportable, but it wasn't taxable.
But now I would have to figure out, oh, well, this ounce of gold went up in value by $114.
Yeah, now it only applies.
The silver went down and this and.
Yeah, now it only applies to land. So then what would happen now is it's essentially being treated as if you sold it and then rebought the other asset. Right. So when you get rid of
every transaction is taxable.
It's not even every transaction, it's more than every transaction, because if I trade Bitcoin Core for Ethereum, I'm being taxed on whatever gain I had on the Bitcoin Core.
Yep.
And then now the Ethereum, and then if I'm taxed in the difference between the Bitcoin Core and the Ethereum, if there is one, and then now I have a shorter and new basis on Ethereum.
Unreal. Yeah, so you're getting into really complex things. Go ahead, John.
How do you find out what the price is during the day on a Bitcoin at any given time?
So if you're doing something like day trading, you probably have to pay, and they know about it, you probably have to pay more attention to, like, it was at 2 o'clock or 2:30, and use an exchange and get those snapshots, but there are plenty of websites that publish prices like you would for any asset. Like, if you sold gold, you go to an exchange that lists the price of gold.
I know that with Coinbase, and again, we've mentioned Coinbase numerous times, full disclosure, I use them. They do keep some reporting of here's the value at the time that you received it or at the time you sold it. John, hopefully that answers the question. And I'm guessing that the exchanges where you provide them ID, they're keeping those records as well. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. Again, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about cryptocurrency specifically because there are some articles that came out saying that based on the limited sample size that we have, a small number of people have...
Well, and it's not just a limited sample size, it's also a skewed sample size, is the real problem.
Right, a limited and skewed sample size. Very few of the people in our skewed sample have wound up saying that they had capital gains from cryptocurrency, which is completely different from another skewed survey that we did based on a survey of asking 2,000 people that have used our service, how many of you have capital gains? So, again, all of this data from Credit Karma, to where Credit Karma surveyed 2,000 people last year. 57% of that 2,000, so, again, not a huge sample size, but public opinion polls done by Ipsos, they generally only survey about 1,200 people nationally. But 57% said that they thought they had capital gains, but less than 100 people out of 250,000 thus far have claimed any capital gains on their taxes, again, using Credit Karma.
Real quickly, I was going to say that the big story last year was, you know, the IRS going after Coinbase and asking for all this data on individuals, and then they scaled it back. They wanted every single Coinbase customer.
We want everything on everybody, and Coinbase
stood
up and said no.
Right, but in the end, they said they settled for anybody who had traded more than $20,000 worth was out of that.
Right.
Now, the story that came out later last March was that out of all those people that had more than $20,000 in trading with Coinbase,
yep,
which I'd say is probably a decent-sized number, 802 actually reported taxes on it.
Now, that's not that those people had $20,000 of capital gains.
Correct.
Just $20,000 worth of trades.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is if we look at the time frame of 2013 to 2015, which is what Coinbase was going after.
What the IRS was going after.
Sorry, IRS
from Coinbase.
Correct. The number sounds low to me.
Yes.
802 out of however many, we don't know.
Well, but it could also be if people went to Coinbase, and if you went to Coinbase and bought $30,000 worth of Bitcoin, that's a 20,000 plus transaction. It's not taxable and it's not reportable.
Because it hasn't been sold or anything. Nothing, no second event happened. So I don't know. We may be right. I suspect that more people involved in cryptocurrency are not going to pay taxes on capital gains.
Right.
And that's probably true.
Right. The reason I got into cryptocurrency is it's an alternative to the government printed money. And then there are also benefits. And we can continue talking here in a moment. And one of those benefits is you can save on things that you were going to buy anyway. Go to saveatpurse.com. And Save at Purse has made it even easier to save. Where used to it was kind of complicated to where you had to have an Amazon account. You didn't have to have Prime, but you just had to have an Amazon account. You would then put things into an Amazon wish list, import the wish list into Save It Purse, and then select the discount. Save It Purse has made it easier to where you just wind up finding the things using the search bar on their website. You can still use the Amazon wish list if you want to, but it's no longer a requirement to get those bigger savings. And you can save up to 33%. I have regularly saved between 15 to 20, 25% on things. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I was at the intersection where I stand on the corner, and
Hold on. So what were you doing standing on a street corner?
Sarah, did you get a new job?
Well, I was crossing the street anyways, and then I counted 5 cars turning a left on the red light.
Oh, wow. I love how you counted to 5 like you were the count from Sesame Street.
Oh, that was good. So you had 5 people that didn't see any reason why they shouldn't be able to take a left turn. Probably no traffic coming. Did out of those 5, did they endanger anyone?
Well, you know what? They got the last one. The cars were proceeding. Obviously, the cars here, Albuquerque, they wait. They usually wait until like 3 cars run a red light. That's normal, but the 2 more squeezed in, so they were driving into the freeway, and so the last one just squeezed in, and then they got a couple of honks. But
all right, hold on. So what it sounds like what you're describing here is that there were cars that were going through. The light was green. They weren't able to make that left turn while the light was green because oncoming traffic. The light then turns yellow. They still can't make the turn. It turns red. They're sitting in the middle of the intersection. And instead of sitting in the middle of the intersection like a dum-dum, they go ahead and get out of the intersection by finishing their turn. Is that what happened?
No, they have their own arrow.
Okay.
This one is that they got the yellow has their own arrow, so it's like green, yellow, and red.
Yep, right. That's how traffic lights work.
Well, you know, not everybody. You know, some people, some of them, they get...
No, they never go just from green to red. They always go green, yellow, red, unless there's some place where they've got, like, purple or orange or...
That is how every traffic light in the States works.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Blue.
Describe to me again what's going on here at this traffic light. They've got a left turn arrow. Go ahead.
Okay, usually what I usually count is about 3 cars turning a red.
Okay, well, you usually stand on the corner and count the cars turning left.
Well, she's got nothing else to do.
Okay, so you typically count and 3 cars make it through before the light turns red?
Today I counted 5 turning a red. So this is like 8-7 years after all the red light cameras have been pulled out. But I stand on the corner trying to talk to people so we could call our new mayor. We got
to. You talk to them about red lights, or what do you talk to them about?
Well, you know what? We have a new mayor, so we might get our red light cameras back. And then we like, oh, here comes.
What makes you think that the new mayor is just going to wind up reinstalling red light cameras?
Well, they have to hear from us. They have to hear. That's what the whole point is.
This is Sarah's...
Oh, so you're hoping that he will do something. He's not given any indication that he will do the thing.
Sarah, this is Sarah's activism. She wants red light cameras, so she goes out. She volunteers her own time. She stands on corners and counts cars, and she's going to talk to people on the street and say, you know, it would be much safer if we had these red light cameras back. Is that pretty much it, Sarah?
Right. And then I also met about 5 to 6 high school kids, Del Norte high school kids, that got hit by a car. I met them standing on the corner. And I talked to people that almost get hit by a car and says, don't you want a red light camera? And
hold on. So were you talking to them while they were trying to cross the street and then they got distracted and that's why they got hit by a car?
No, I always stand them on the sidewalk, but I always talk to the people that almost get hit by a car. But you know, here's the thing is that it doesn't bother them. They're like, well, I almost got hit by a car. I never got hit by a car. And the people that did get hit by a car, they still hate the red light camera. That's what's amazing. I met a kid that got hit by a car.
Right, because the red light cameras are just a way for the local government to extort money from people.
Yeah, but you know what? You figure that if you're 23 years old, you got hit by a car four times, you would figure that I want them on.
Okay,
what 23-year-old gets hit by a car four times?
You need to either quit drinking and walking into traffic, or you need to pay better attention to crossing the street.
But his thing was that they had those in that Los Angeles. It's all there to make money. That's what came out of his mouth. And then
that's what they exist for, is to make money. We've explained this to you numerous times, and I don't know how many more times we have to explain to you the purpose of red light cameras.
I'm always intrigued by Sarah's activism here, as she refers to it.
Yeah, but did you get hit by a car 4 times?
I've never been hit by a car, but if I got hit by a car, I wouldn't keep standing in front of it, and I still wouldn't advocate for red light cameras because it's just a means of extortion.
If I'm a pedestrian...
I almost got hit by a train when I was 5 years old. I don't advocate for banning trains.
But you need cameras, Daryl, on the trains, by train tracks.
No.
The more cameras, the safer trains will be. I just need to put a camera on your head, Daryl. Always a Daryl cam.
This has been Free Talk Live. We will be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com. And watch out for the trains.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.